So here's a story. Molly Bradley first approached her psychologist at a time, just after a time when, which had been a joyous time. It should have been even more of a joyous time. She'd recently given birth, but her happiness was bittersweet. Molly felt a deep need to surround herself with family, but hadn't spoken to her brother Calvin in 6 years. The reason reached back 30 years to a secret made by Molly's mother. When Molly, Calvin and their youngest sister Annie were teenagers, their grandmother committed suicide. Molly and Annie were told she died from a heart attack. Only Calvin, the eldest, knew the truth. His mother made him promise not to tell. His sisters sensed a mystery, but if they asked about their mother switched topics. Making secrets soon became the family's behaviour pattern. Their aunt committed suicide 2 years after their grandmother's death. Calvin fathered a child out of wedlock. Each secret was kept from Molly and Annie, amplifying the family pattern of secrecy. Calvin grew distant from his sisters, their relationship weakened by mistrust. Eventually, Molly guessed the truth of her grandmother's death, but in her family style, told only Annie. Secrets between Calvin and his mother were matched by those between Molly and Annie, tightening family alliances. Goodness, I know.
That's not going to be a Hallmark movie. Jane no. Austen might come back to life and do something with it.
No, but you know, it just shows you, and I don't think this is a standard, and in fact, an SMS has just come in. You know, families have secrets that can go back decades and decades, generations. And it's just as you see a family move through those generations, there is that matching. There are behaviours that are learnt, even when they're not knowing completely why. And it becomes very complicated, as you know, you can hear from that situation. But also, it's extremely destructive. And you're seeing there a family that are broken. And interesting, the idea of how secrecy is divisive. So I'll tell one sister or brother, but I won't tell the other one.
What you're getting into now, maybe, Suzanne, is that people are learning from their families or their cultures to actually lie. It's more than just secrecy. Now we're talking about lying, deception. When people grow up in a culture where divorce is frowned upon, they may have to lie about having ever been married. And I know of a couple of cases where, for instance, a person was married for a very short period of time, got pregnant, had a baby, then the divorce. When there was an opportunity to remarry and take into another country, she had to deny that she even had been married and had a child from that previous marriage so she could start a brand new clean life in another location. What happened, however, is the children of the new marriage were not aware that this was not her first marriage of their mother. Not until years later, when the children had become teenage years, they were taken back to the homeland of their mother. And on the airplane, she announced to them, "I need to tell you something about my past." Ever since then, the children had mixed feelings. They were joyful that they had an older sister that they didn't know about, and they were excited about meeting her in this particular case. But what they also had was the disappointment of secrecy. There were blatant lies by the mother, and never trusted her again. And as a result, they began to discover that her family had a lot of secrets as well. So they're grandparents now.
Mm.
And this is one of the things that I must add at this point, if you don't mind me bringing in something about my own experiences. In the 30-some years that I've been practicing psychology, I've learned that there is a God. What goes around comes around. You can never hide the truth, and patterns repeat themselves. So whether that secret is for 3 minutes, 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months, or even 3 years or 3 decades, there is going to be a revelation of that information, just like the person who wrote in.
Mm. Someone's SMS'd here saying, "My grandmother took her secret to her grave. She never told my mother the truth about who her father was. We suspect she may have been raped during the World War II as he and her family were taken away. We don't know what happened, and it bothers me and bothers my mother. I feel for Grandma, as she must have had a reason not to tell, but how do we get on with it and forget about it? And now we will never know the truth."
It certainly does take a lot of your time. People need closure. They need to know the truth. Whether it was a Nixon administration that refused to give closure on the Watergate case, or that guy from Massachusetts who drops his car with the secretary in the water, or other scenarios that may have taken place all over the world in different political situations or personal situations, people need closure. People won't rest until they get closure. As a matter of fact, in education, Zygernik, who was a Russian educator, did an experiment with kids that if you teach the child thoroughly a lesson and every possible thing that they need to know about that topic is taught to them and you make certain that they learn everything, they'll forget it because they got closure on it. The principle of the Zygernik effect is that you leave enough information untold so you don't have complete closure on that lesson, and the child then has to continue thinking about it and remembering all that they know until they get as more information that they possibly can. It's an interesting effect, and it's called the Zygernik effect. But even with these kind of scenarios taken out of the educational system and put into heartbreaking situations, when a person is suspicious that there is a problem and they're not able to get the right answers, they'll sense it, and they'll keep searching and searching. The other day on television, there was a very similar scenario where a woman had trusted a babysitter, and that babysitter had kidnapped the children. Well, the children were told that your mother doesn't want you anymore, and they lived with a lot of anger and anguish until coincidentally, 30 years later, the mother, who was assumed to have abandoned the children but didn't, saw the children on television. As adults, she recognized them, contacted however it was to happen, and there was an amazing closure that was brought back. Now, guess who lost in that case? The woman who did the kidnapping. Because it was not only illegal, it was emotionally damaging. It was devastating. It was abusive. For her own benefit, she sacrificed the psychology of three children who always sensed there was something wrong with this family picture. And they finally got closure and even discovered that they had a little brother that they had forgotten about.
I think it's fascinating when you look at your family and you think of, you know, in this instance, their grandmother. So, you know, another generation. So there were things, there were stigmas, there were things that you felt you couldn't say. Now we're here, in it's your generation. What are you going to leave behind as we go on and get older and you have children and grandchildren? So it is about being aware of our actions today and the secrets we keep today, how it may affect our children or grandchildren down the line. So for this person, they can't get closure because the grandmother has passed away and the secret has gone with her to the grave. So what do you do to relinquish yourself of that? You can't do anything about that. It's done. You are probably never going to know the whole truth. You need to move on.
You need to have some form of closure, and sometimes closure comes through reinterpretation of the past. You can't change it, but you can correct it. So you look for possible ways of reinterpreting it, and you find a way of reinterpreting it in a way that'll help you move on.